This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When they find, especially halaqat Qur'an, huh? Halaqat Qur'an is different than any other halaqa. That they sit and they listen, the angels, they sit and they join the halaqa. فإنشاءالله تعالى will start, يا حبيبنا الغالي. نعم. خلاص طيب يلا بدأ من هناك استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون.
جزاك الله خير. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مرحبا بكم. Once again, welcome brothers and sisters. This حلقة that we do here, حلقة القرآن, تفسير القرآن, كلام الله. أعظم كلام هو كلام الله, وكلام الله هو القرآن. Welcome to this sitting again and this gathering where we talk about the kalam of Allah, and the greatest kalam is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and kalam Allah is the Quran. Allah azza wa jal has created everything. This is aqidah, okay? Please be careful on this very particular point, because Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he was jailed and whipped for days and months in the jail just because he was sticking to this particular qaida, this principle that the Quran, Allah has created everything, but we don't say that the Quran, that Allah created the Quran. Allah created everything, but the Quran, Allah did not create the Quran. Al-Qur'an is Kalamullah. Al-Qur'an is the Kalamullah, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is nothing greater to talk about is other than talking about the Kalamullah. Wallahu azim. Allahu azim. Wa in kana Allah aziman fa kalamuhu azim. Right? Allah is azim, is great. So his words are great too. And the Kalamullah are either do's, don'ts, stories from the past, things that would happen, future, present, stories. This is Kalamullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So back last week we talked about as-sabr and ma'iyatullah, you know, the categories of patience, you remember. And when Allah azza wa jalla says inna allaha ma'a as-sabirin, what does it mean for inna allaha ma'a? You know, we talked about what is this ma'iyah, this companionship or guardianship. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the greatest people who go through, you know, sabr. You know, and then he goes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَقُلُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَا. And he will answer questions about a lot of misconceptions with regard to الشهادة. الشهادة means martyrdom. As some people are under the assumption that shahada is only, or you can obtain the shahada only through the battlefield. لو كان كذلك لما قلنا على خالد بن الوليد شهيد ولا حتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. You know, the Prophet Muhammad, he did not die in the battlefield. Where did he die? And how did he die? Subhanallah. He died as Khadija. Look, listen. I wasn't even planning to this. Wallah, marat kida bil ashiya, subhanallah, da karamat kida bil murur kiram. Khadija, when she passed away, when she died on the chest of Rasulullah. And when the Prophet died, he died on the chest of Aisha. Allahu Akbar. So is the cardinal, the importance, the greatness of the wife. He could have died in the battlefield, but he didn't. And here is Khalid ibn Walid, when he was dying. And he says, the qawl al-mashhura, right? Very well-known expression, Khalid, when he died. You know Khalid, Saifullah. And when he says, if you were to look at my body, there would not be one single arm span or fingers, like a hand span, where you would not find either a stab or a hit with an arrow, with a sword. My body is filled with, you know, wounds. Yet, here I am dying like camels. Like, you know what, like dawab, like animals. Hashah. That does not mean, huh? In his bed. No, in his bed. That does not mean that he did not obtain or, you know, earn the shahada. وَنَصْطَفِ الشُّهَدَاءَ as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we select, we favor, we select the shuhada. So shuhada or shahada or martyrdom is not necessarily in the battlefield, but there are many categories of shuhada. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and don't never say that those who get martyred in the cause of Allah are dead. They are not dead. بَلْ أَحْيَا. They are truly alive. And we will couple this ayah with some ahadith of the Prophet Muhammad talking about al-shaheed and al-shuhada. Al-shaheed. And why? Right after sabr, inna Allah ma'a sabirin, right? And then Allah talks about, and don't mention or don't think that those who die in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal are dead. Right after sabr, Allah talks about this ayah. Those who go in the battlefield, those who obtain shahada, those who get martyred, maybe even in their bed, they may have endured years of hardship, years of maybe enduring a sickness, and they die as shaheed, you know. So Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, he talks about sabr, and right after sabr, he talks about, you know, the merits of a shaheed. وَلَا تَقُلُوا لِمَنْ قُتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And هُنَا تَأْتِي مَسْأَلَ مُهِمَّةِ وَهِيَ مَسْأَلَةِ الْإِخْلَاصِ. Here when we talk about martyrdom, we have to talk about al-ikhlas. Because, do you know the hadith? أَوَّلْ مَنْ تُصَعَّرْ بِهِمُ النَّارِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Very hadith mashhur. I have to mention this hadith before the Sakina comes, because Sakina is coming down slowly, and some of you will be dozing off. So before kida takhdu kida nap, let me mention this. And I know I'm feeling it. The Prophet Muhammad talks about the very first people who will be thrown in hellfire. And those are not non-believers. Those are not kuffar. The very first people who will be thrown in hellfire, the Prophet mentions three categories. أولهم الشهيد والقاري. The sheikh, the qari, the hafid al-Quran, Allah, la hawla wa la, al-qari. You know, so I'm telling you, know, he will be thrown in hellfire. Na'am, he will be thrown in fire. Why? Why the martyr, you know, will be thrown in hellfire? Why the generous, the one who is spending money, he will be thrown in hellfire? These are the very first three categories. The hadith goes like this. Abu Huraira, he narrates. Somebody came to Abu Huraira. Ya Abu Huraira, in the Madinah al-Nabi, in Masjid al-Nabi. Ya Abu Huraira, billahi alayka hadithni rasul sami'tahum rasulillah. Ya Abu Huraira, by Allah, please mention me a hadith which was mentioned by Rasulullah, which you heard of Rasulullah. You know Abu Huraira, the Prophet made dua for him. Abu Huraira was illiterate, he did not know how to write. Whereas Ibn Umar, he was able to write. So Ibn Umar, he narrated lots of hadith, but he used to write them. Abu Huraira, he could not. Why? Because Abu Huraira, he was illiterate, he did not know how to write and speak. How to write. So he went to Rasulullah. He says, Ya Rasulullah, please make dua for me because I cannot write. At least I can memorize, I can remember. So the Prophet made dua for him to be able to remember. So anything he hears from Rasulullah, he remembers. Had Abu Huraira. Why Abu Huraira narrated, although he was illiterate, yet he narrated many hadith. Do you know why? The Sahaba, they had businesses. Most of them, they used to go and work in the morning. So they would meet with the Prophet at times, maybe during the halaqa, they would come and, you know. But Abu Huraira constantly was with Rasulullah, but he had no job. Rasulullah, he was living in the masjid. Rasulullah was, Abu Huraira was in the masjid. Abu Huraira was considered to be from the people of Ahl-Sufa. Ahl-Sufa, you know, the people who lived in the masjid. So he was constantly with Rasulullah. The Prophet will go, Abu Huraira is with him. Rasulullah will come, Abu Huraira is with him. Rasulullah will go to the market, and then he may mention a hadith, Abu Huraira memorizes. The other ones, they were not there because they had businesses, they had farms. So Abu Huraira, he memorized many hadith. So they came to him, this man, after the death of Rasulullah. بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ أَسْمِعْنِي حَدِيثِ أَوْ حَدِّثِي حَدِيثِ سَمِعْتُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ Tell me hadith which you heard from Rasulullah. He says, since you asked me by Allah, I shall tell you hadith. I heard from the Prophet that... And he fainted. And then he woke up after some time. And the man was still sitting there. You asked me to tell you hadith of Rasulullah. Wallahi, I shall tell you hadith that I have heard from Rasulullah. سَمِعْتُ Rasulullah. And then he fainted for the second time. The man says, what's going on here? And then he woke up again after fainting. You asked me to tell you hadith, you heard it from Rasulullah. Wallahi, I shall tell you hadith. And then I heard from the Prophet that he's... And then he fainted for the third time. And the man, he got scared. He's, well, why is he? I don't want him to die. Remember that hadith, khalas. And remember Najib. We don't want you to die. And then he wakes up again. He wake up and then he says, you asked me to tell you hadith I have heard. And I have heard from the Prophet. And he said, the very first three people who will be thrown in hellfire. This is why he was fainting. Of the danger of the hadith. The hadith goes. The very first three people who will be thrown in hellfire. The very first one is Al-Qari. The Hafid. And he will be called. And he will be told. Hafid al-Quran. Yes, Hafid. Why? Hafidtu, so that I did it for your sake. I did it, Ya Rabbi, for you. I memorized Quran for your sake. Allah will say, no, kadabt. Kadabt, you lied. You memorized the Quran for people to say you're hafid. This is why this hadith is very dangerous. You memorized the Quran for people to say you're qari. You memorized the Quran for people to say you are sheikh. Fillan wa allan. Wa qad qil. Look, this is how, look, waqad qil. You know what waqad qil means? Waqad qil, you wanted people to say you're so-and-so, so people said you're so-and-so. People said you're qari. People said you're hafid. People said sheikh. Waqad qil, which means you got what you wanted. You wanted people, you know, to say so-and-so, and people said, so you got what you wanted in the dunya, in the akhirah, he will be thrown in his fire. And the second one, the martyr, and he will be called. فَيُعَرِّفُونِ مَعَا فَيَعْرِفُهَا Hadith. Long. And Allah will show him his actions. And he will know them. He will recognize, yes, I did this and I did that. And Allah will tell him, why did you do this? Why did you go on and get martyred? The man will say, Ya Rabbi, I did it for your sake. قُتِلْتُ فِي سَبِيلِكَ In your sake. Allah, no, كَذَبْت. You lied. You went and you fought so the people say you're a brave man. You're a brave man. وَقَدْ قِيلْ And it was said. People said that you're brave. People said that you're strong. People said that you're not a coward. وَقَدْ قِيلْ And you got what you wanted and he will be thrown in hellfire. And the third person will be المنفق. The one who spends money, gives charity. He will be called. فَيُعَذِفُونِي عَمَهُ فَيَعْرِفُهَا He will be shown his actions and he will recognize them. Yes, it's me who did this. Why did you used to spend money? Why did you used to give charity? Ya Rabbi, I gave charity for your sake. Allah will say, No, kadabt. No, you lied. You spent money so that people say you're generous. So that people say, MashaAllah, this man is always giving. This man is always, you know. وَقَدْ قِيلَ And it was said. وَقَدْ قِيلَ And it was said, and he will be thrown in hellfire. This is why this matter of martyrdom, al-shahada, is extremely important. Al-shahada fi sabilillah. So this is why ikhlas is the, as Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi used to say, al-ikhlasu it is the, it's like the soul misk. It is the musk of the deen. Musk, يعني it's like the musk of your iman. It is al-ikhlas. Without ikhlas, all your actions will go down the drain. ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا يشعرون. So Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about those who get martyred في سبيل الله. What did the Prophet say with regard to shaheed? He says, عليه الصلاة والسلام, أرواح الشهداء في حواصل طير خضر تسرح في وتمرح في الجنة. The ruh, the souls of the martyrs are in the bodies of these green birds. They are flying all over the Jannah. When they get martyred, they don't die. They're alive. And I'll give you some really nice examples. Their souls will be in the form of these green birds flying all over Jannah. And I mentioned last week that the shaheed is of categories. There's many types of martyrdom. أفضل الشهداء, and the greatest شهادة is شهادة of the tongue. شهادة شهيد الكلمة. What is شهيد الكلمة? أفضل الجهاد. Who said that? رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said أفضل الجهاد كلمة حق تقال أمام سلطان جائر. أفضل الجهاد, the best jihad is كلمة حق. كلمة حق, كلمة, you know what كلمة, right? The كلمة. You don't know what كلمة is? Word, you know, statement. In Arab you may say kalima like a word, but the word means like a kalima, la ilaha illallah is kalima. So it's a statement. A sentence, a statement. أفضل الجهاد is kalima to haq. You speak the truth at a tyrant, at a criminal, a tyrant, like some dictator. And you come and you tell him that, you know, تَقِ اللَّهُ, you know, so this is, you know, the tyrant, فِرْعَوْن. Some sort of tyrant, and you come and you tell him, "Taqillahu," you come and he may kill you. And if he wants to kill you, you will get the greatest shahada, as the Prophet Muhammad says. So, who is afdal kalimatu or afdal shahidul kalima? I mentioned this last week. Afdal shahidul kalima, shahidu Yasin. The greatest shahid of the kalima is shahid Yasin. You know Surat Yasin. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى. You know this. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين. يا قوم, and he started talking to his people. He's talking to his people, talking to his people. It's like he wasn't a prophet. وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل, رجل, he's a man, يسعى. He's just coming and you know, going on earth. He found this, he believed in his prophet at the time. And then he went to talk to his people. He wants to talk to his people. اتبعوا المرسلين. اتبعوا من لا يسألكم عليه أجرا وهم مهتدون. You know, follow. And then what did he do? Or what did they do to him? Thank you very much. Good words. Yeah, we shall think about it. Yeah, yeah, what? No, we shall. Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right. Let's believe. What should we say to believe? No. They killed him. When they killed him, what did Allah say? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون. Believe, believe. I believe. I am a believer. إني آمنت بربكم. Listen to me. Follow me. So they killed him right away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the gift. What is the gift? قيل ادخل الجنة. قيل ادخل الجنة. And then when he entered Jannah, what did he say when he saw what Allah has prepared for him? يا ليت قومي يعلمون. يا ليت قومي. Oh, I wish my people were to see where we are today. I wish my people can see. They didn't hear, they didn't listen. I wish they could see what we are. قيل ادخل الجنة. شهيد يوم القيامة يضرف دما, دم اللون لون الدم والريح ريح المسك. The شهيد in the day of judgment. You know Medina, right? You may have been to Medina before, صح؟ أحد, معركة أحد. Who died in معركة أحد? سيد الشهداء. His name is the master of الشهداء, the سيد of الشهداء. You all know him. His name is حمزة. He is the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say that the blood of the shaheed is the color of the blood, yet the rih, the smell, is the smell of musk. Last year I shot a video here in the masjid about a story of people in Gaza. And subhanAllah, this video went viral. And some people thought, they started texting, "Sheikh, how did you go to Gaza?" I said, "I did not go to Gaza, man. What do you mean? Who told you I went to Gaza?" Because they felt like, I said, "You, what I was talking about is, it smells musk. It smells musk all over Gaza. The smell of the shuhada all over Gaza. The smell of musk." The Prophet Muhammad says, with regard to the shaheed, you can see the blood, but the blood is the loan of the blood, the color of the blood. Yet the smell of it is the smell of al-misk. So what happened in Uhud? Hamza was buried there. 100 years later, there was a flood. Until today, sometimes we have these floods in Mecca and Medina. So what happened when the Medina got flooded? And so what happened into the battle of Uhud, especially the cemetery there, Maqbarat Uhud. The bodies came out into the surface. Wallahi, this is true. سمعتوا فيها ولا ما سمعتوا فيها هذه؟ هذه مكتوبة ومحققة. Authenticated. The bodies came out into the surface. They saw the body of Hamza. How did they know? His guts were out. And the blood was red, and it smells musk. Why? Because the shaheed don't get devoured by the termites. Because the shaheed, you know, these termites, they don't touch the body of the shaheed. Yani the essence of the story is the blood smells musk, and the color is still the color of blood. The shaheed, he will always remain intact until the end of time. And at the end of time, Ya Rabbi, this is for your sake. Ya Rabbi, my ears that I lost, for your sake. Ya Rabbi, the nose, Ya Rabbi, my neck, Ya Rabbi, whatever, it's for your sake. So the greatest shaheed, number one, is shaheed al-kalima, the shaheed of the tongue. And the greatest shaheed of al-ma'raka is shaheed Hamza radiallahu anhu arda. Right? But there are many categories, types of shuhada. The third one is al-mulhaquna bi-shuhada. Please remember this. Al-mulhaquna bi-shuhada, those who follow the shuhada, those who follow the martyrs. And we all could get martyrdom somehow, easily. How? As I mentioned, it's not necessarily in the battlefield, in many other ways, subhanAllah. What are the followers of martyrdom? Plague, for instance, at-ta'un, which could relate or corresponds to what we had recently as COVID. Maybe you may say there is no more plague today because we have vaccines. طيب. But ta'un, like ta'un that happened in Sham, whereby the Sahaba died, like Ubaidah ibn Amr al-Jarrah. I mean, Sir Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he died in Sham through this ta'un, Amwas. Right? It's very well known ta'un, that plague that happened there for years, right? For months, and many Sahabis died because of this ta'un. The ta'un is also, you know, those who die from ta'un or the plague is the martyrs. He didn't go fight. He got this disease, and he, you know, this disease happened, like it, you know, it got inflicted his bellies and whatnot, and they died. Like what happened during COVID, subhanAllah, people who died with COVID. And I'm talking about the believers. And Allah only knows the shuhada, but we deem that they are martyrs, that they are shaheed. As-saratan, مثلاً. The saratan, the cancers, all types of cancers, especially the belly cancer, those who, you know, may Allah forbid, may Allah save you and save your loved ones. It's like a type of plague. It's a type of ta'un. And this saratan, by the way, in the cancer, mostly happens because of a sihr or jinn. A lot of people don't know these things. Sihr al-ayn. Saratan, astaghfirullah, al-dam. How did he get this thing? Oh yeah, of course, you know, he's genetic. Oh, really? Yeah. It's science, huh? Science is genetic. طيب. Okay. Keep. We say okay, fine. I'm not gonna negate that. But you say okay, fine. But and also the type of the mindset, the type, the lifestyle. Oh, if you say lifestyle, I may agree with you more. The food, I agree with you a lot more. But also jinn, from the sihr, from the ayn. Many people, subhanAllah, we heard about these things, you know, from. And this is why we call this shahada, martyrdom. Al-mabtun, it's al-mabtun. I'm giving you the types of martyrdom. Al-mabtun, the person who gets, you know, these again, anything that has to do with your belly, any disease. And the person dies of that disease. Diabetes, kidney problems, liver problems, all these types of diseases that have to do with the stomach. It's also, you know, a person who dies off of them, shaheed, al-harq, person who dies being burned. Not a person who goes and light themselves up, wal-iyadu billah. No, a person who dies being burnt is shaheed. Who said? All these are ahadith, which I have selected and collected, you know, ahadith sahiha, and I'm giving you the butter of these ahadith. Al-harq. People, may Allah forbid, and may Allah, Azza wa Jal, you know, save you and save your loved ones. Those who die being burnt are shaheed. Ishmazal. The Prophet ﷺ said, "من قتل دون الحديث، من قتل دون عرضه فهو شهيد، من قتل دون ماله فهو شهيد، من قتل دون نفسه فهو شهيد." The one who dies defending his عرض, defending his honor, my honor, other than defending your religion, defending لا إله إلا الله, I'm defending لا إله إلا الله, then they kill you. لا إله إلا الله, then they shoot you. شهيد. You're with your spouse, you're with your family. And you're on the street, may Allah forbid. And then they came to attack you with your family, try to defend yourself and defend your family. And they stab you, may Allah forbid. Shaheed. They're trying to steal your money. Shaheed. The Prophet, you're trying to defend yourself, self-defense. And then they kill. Shaheed. It's not in the battlefield. Some people are scared to say shaheed, martyrdom. Martyrdom, it could be at bed, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will deem that you are shaheed. Al-hadm. Demolition, something gets demolished, may Allah forbid. يعني كذا, something falls on you and then you die. Shaheed, al-hadm, wal-radm. Yeah, you're in those who work in the tunnels, mines, and then may Allah forbid, you know, the thing fall on them. Shaheed, al-radm, wal-hadm, al-harq, قلنا الحرق, الغرق. Al-gharq, drowning. Here's drowning, let me pause here. Drowning, he's shaheed. But this guy is Muslim, but he wasn't praying and he was in the Caribbean. It's not the Caribbean's haram. Wallahi halal, tayyib al-mubarak, if you choose where to go. But hada rayah, you know, he's in the, you know, kullu, you know, I don't need to. And then he goes. You know he was. He was drunk, hatta drunk, but he dies gharik.
Shaheed al-hub.
Shaheed al-hub. So he, I'm not going to even say he's drunk. He wasn't drunk, but he was in ma'asiyah, this and that. And then he goes, and he, you know, with a lot of people there and whatnot, you know, naked, barefoot and whatnot, and then he goes swimming. He doesn't know. And then something comes, and then he goes. Shaheed? Huh? I'm asking you, I don't know. Allahu A'lam. Allahu A'lam. Easy to say Allahu A'lam. Yes, Allahu A'lam. Allah knows. ولكن هذا ما حتى الصلاة ما كان يصلي. وكان في معصية. He doesn't pray. He was sinning. On top of that, maybe he was even drinking. And this is why he got drunk, because he got drunk and then he didn't want to know. Allahu A'lam. طيب خلاص لا حول ولا قوة. لا ما it is. We can't say he's shaheed. المتردي. إيش المتردي هذا؟ الذي, you know, somebody who dies, he fell from the top. He's working, those who work in skyscrapers or whatever, slipped, whatever happens, and then they fall. Or somebody pushed him. And then, you know, he fell all the way from Abu Dhabi, Dubai. And he fell all the way down and met. Shaheed.
Hadith Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
عن فرعون. فرعون. لو رأيتني يا
رسول الله أدس الماء في فيه لما كان عم يغرق فرعون.
الله أعلم. إحنا قلنا الله أعلم, ولكن قلنا على الأقل كان مسلما. They saying you know when فرعون was dying and drowning and then although the hadith is not too authentic, but إحنا we still mention it because it's been I don't know about the authenticity of the hadith. Jibreel was pouring mud in his mouth for him not to say La ilaha illallah, not to earn the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you may say that this man who was drowning, maybe Allah Azza wa Jalla will have some mercy upon him. Allahu a'lam. We just see what we judge based on what we see. Antum shuhada Allahi fi ardi. We judge based on what we see. We see that this man was not praying. We see that this man was making masiyah. He was drunk and then he went to swim and he died. Allahu a'lam. Allahu a'lam. We still can say Allahu a'lam. So قل ما تجد في هذه الأمة من ليس له نصيب في الشهادة. يعني if you look at all these categories, maybe very few people will die from this ummah as not shaheed. Other than that, inshallah, maybe all of us, inshallah ta'ala, will gain this shahada, inshallah ta'ala. Qutl madloom. Madloom, he's been, he's madloom, mazloom, zulm. Somebody killed him madloom and, he's also shaheed. Jabir ibn Abdullah. This hadith, there's an ayah in the Quran about this hadith. جابر بن عبد الله in غزوة أحد. عبد الله بن حيران, who is the father of جابر. جابر بن عبد الله is a صحابي who used to write أحاديث of رسول الله. He had بنات, he had kids and one son. His son's name is Abdullah, is جابر. So now came غزوة أحد. So him and his father were the قرعة. Who's gonna go in غزوة أحد? Me or you? Look, a father and a son. We both want to go and participate in the ghazwa, in the battlefield. The father say, I go. The son say, I go. So they did this qur'a. Who's going to go? Qur'a, yani casting the lots. Who's going to go? And then the qur'a came. The father will go. So Jabir stayed to look after the girls, the sister, his sisters, the girls. And subhanAllah, the father, Abdullah, died. He got martyred. And then Jabir came to Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, tell me about my father. Where is he? Ya Jabir, not only your father is a shaheed. لَقَدْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ أَبَاكَ عَدْلَهُ كِفَاحًا. إيش كِفَاحًا؟ يعني وجه لوجه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks to the angels or to the prophets through either revelations, or when the Prophet Muhammad went to the heavens, he heard the voice of Allah. Just so you know, people say he saw Allah. لا وأنا أراه وهو نور. He couldn't see, of course, the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None has seen the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Musa Kareemullah, he used to hear the voice of Allah, but he never saw the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet the Prophet Muhammad said with regard to this man, Walid Jabir ibn Abdullah, he says, your father, Allah spoke to him face to face. Kifahan, face to face. Ya Abdi Salni. And then he told him, ask of me. Ya Abdullah, ask of me. What do you want? Rabbi arji'ni. Arji'ni ila dunya. Kay ustushida fi sabilika maratan ukhra. Oh Allah, bring me back to earth so I can die one more time for your sake. Allah says, la katabtu. I deemed that if you were to die, you shall never come back to this dunya. Khalas. I cannot come back. Ask me of anything else. Then he says, فَإِنْ لَمْ تُرْجِعْنِي فَأَبْلِغْ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَالصَّحَابَةِ أَنِّي وَمَنْ مَعِي عَلَى خَيْرٍ وَأَنَّنَا نَفْرَحْ وَنَنْتَظِرْ بِأَنْ يَأْتُوا مَعَنَا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ فَنَزَلَ قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنْ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَاللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed this ayah, and don't think that those who die in the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. They are live عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are being blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَرِحِينَ. They are very happy, grateful. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا أَتَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. So this ayah was revealed. فَرِحَ بِهَا جَابِرُ بْنُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ. Jabir ibn Abdullah was so happy when this ayah was revealed, just based on of the story that happened with his father. So Jabir became very close and he wanted to be more with Rasulullah alayhi wasallam. But Jabir, as his father died, now he's the sole provider for his family, for his sisters. So one day they were coming back from this trip, and then Jabir had a camel. Jabir's camel was very slow. So, and then at some point the Prophet told, "Ya Jabir, you are, yalla shwi asla, yani make it fast. But akhirna, yani you're making us, late, come and try." He says, "Ya Rasulullah, it's not me, wallah, it's the camel." So the Prophet Muhammad had a little nice chat with Jabir. "Ya Jabir, are you married?" "Yes, Ya Rasulullah, yes. I'm married." "Bika, is she virgin or she's not?" Says, فَتُدَاعِبُهَا وَتُدَاعِبُكَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ. تُدَاعِبُهَا وَتُدَاعِبُكَ. Is she a virgin? I mean, she's not been married before. She will pamper you and you will pamper her. Right? Remember a long time ago? Uncle? No? You don't remember? Remember a long time ago? Just pampering. Now there's no, you come and they said, hello, is dinner ready? Yes, ready. You come home, eat. Okay, eat. Go to sleep. Salamu alaikum. But I'm pampering. Wala hum yahzanun.
He's getting married soon, I guess.
Inshallah. Inshallah ta'ala. You're live on the, you're live. Be careful. Faces, virgin. He says, Ya Rasulullah, when my father died, I have, sisters. And I wanted to bring a woman who can help me look after my sisters. So she's not young, she's not a virgin. Yeah, I married a woman who's already like a widow. And then, Jabir, no problem. Yeah, Jabir, can I buy your camel? He knows how poor he was, so he just wanted to help him. Can I buy? Ya Rasulullah, hiya lak. No, I'm not going to sell you, Ya Rasulullah. You just take it. La, Jabir, I'll buy. How much? Whatever you want, Rasulullah, whatever. How much? Whatever. Dirham, okay, 1 dirham. Ya Rasulullah, take it. You know how it is, like when you say, dirham, can you give me your phone? Your car. No, Sheikh Riyad, take my car, it's all yours. Are you sure? Yeah, take it. No, I don't want to take it, I want to buy it from you. Okay, Sheikh, okay, whatever. Can I buy it? Yes, $100, okay? Yeah, Sheikh, take it. خلاص take it يا أخي take it يا شيخ لا I'll give you $200 لا يا شيخ just take it يعني the car does not worth $200 you just told me take it so he's telling him 2 dirhams no 3 dirhams يا رسول الله والله it's worth more than 3 dirhams 4 dirhams يا أخي take it يا رسول take it 5 dirhams and رسول الله he knows how much it costs 20 dirhams, khalas, 20 dirhams, yalla, 20 dirhams. And they agreed on this. So they reached Medina, and then he went home, and then he called Bilal, "Ya Bilal, here's the camel, take it to Rasulullah." So Rasulullah gave Bilal the 20 dirhams and gave him the camel, says, "Take it back to Jabir. Take it back to Jabir and give him this. He is our brother. Give it to him." Yani, this is how we. يعني الشاهد في الحديث the martyrdom of Jabir's father رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. And then Allah سبحانه وتعالى, by the way, الشهيد, as I mentioned, the one who dies and earns the shahada, he will be able to intercede for 70 people from his family, from his household. بس الشهادة الشفاعة has to be with the من الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. The shafa'ah can only happen with the permission of Allah. You can intercede, but if Allah approves of your shafa'ah, then you can intercede. So like the qari, the hafid, will intercede as well. But the shaheed will get to intercede to 70 people from his household. And I remember again, the shahada is not only the battlefield. I mentioned all these examples of shahada. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us about those who are truly patient, other than the shaheed. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, because the shaheed, he's been ibtila now, the greatest ibtila. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ, شَيْءٍ, شَيْءٍ عربي means what? بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا يَضُرُّ مَعَ اسْمِهِ شَيْءٍ, شيء, شيءٌ, a thing, a thing, anything, a thing. I am a thing and you are a thing, and this is a thing and this is a thing. In the name of Allah, under whom nothing can harm you. Not a thing. And you are a thing, and I'm a thing, and this roof is a thing, and anything is a thing, a car is a thing. So Allah says here, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, and we shall test you. بِشَيْءٍ. You see the halawat al-Qur'an. You see the sweetness. And listen, until you go deeply and try to decipher these ayat. He did not say, and we shall test you with fear and hunger, famine. He said, we shall test you with a bit, touch. With a touch. We shall trial you, test you with a touch of fear. Number one, al-khawf. I'm going to stay with this surah, with this ayah, maybe until the end, inshaAllah ta'ala, because this is beautiful, and we want to spend some time with it. Al-khawfi wal-ju'a. Number two, al-ju'a. Al-ju'a means hunger or famine. وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. We shall try you with, and test you with a touch of fear, famine, يعني hunger, and a loss of property, life, يعني people who die from the family, you, your people who die, your kids, may Allah forbid, your loved ones, and crops, businesses, like if you're a farmer, or your business. But give glad tidings to as-sabirin, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. So first, al-ibtila, and then comes al-sabr. Who are the sabirin? الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ. I'm going to spend time here, and time, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ رَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, and those who, whenever they are struck by a disaster, what do they say right away? They don't say, why me? It's not fair. What did I do to deserve this? When they are stricken by a musibah, they say, to Allah we belong, and to whom we shall return. So please follow me here. Wow, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Wow, wow al-qasam. اللام لام التأكيد والتوكيل ولا ن نون التأكيد لام التوكيل ونون التأكيد كل هذا ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف. We shall test you. Wow, wow, you know, wow, wow, wow means like and, but it's normally used in القسم, in an oath. والله, don't you say that in Urdu as well? Wallahi billahi tallahi. Wa means also dhahabtu wa akhi fadi ila al-mat'am. I went with my brother Fadi to the restaurant. Wa also means by Allah. But in Arabic, see, this is in English, you have to translate depending on the context. But here the context, wa lil-qasam. So is the lam that comes after it, and so is the noon. Why? It's a suffix. It is wa lana. It's a suffix because Allah says, nabluwannakum. We shall try. But here, this wa lam noon, it's a suffix added to the verb ibtila, nabluwannakum. Verb is ibtila, test, trial, to convey emphasis, to convey certainty. We shall test you. Everybody will be tested. You will be tested. That guy who's sleeping will be tested. That the child, you all will be tested. Everybody will be tested. You shall be trialed. And there are two types of tests, by the way. We will talk about this. The types of tests. Test does not necessarily mean something bad. It could be something good. And how you react when Allah is testing you by lots of wealth. It's a bigger test. I'm doing well. I've got a great job. I get paid good money. I've got a lot of kids. I've got great house. Where is the ibtila? That's an ibtila. Just like the ibtila of Qarun. He had it all. But he failed the ibtila. He failed to say, Alhamdulillah. He failed to use whatever Allah has blessed him with in the good of mankind. So ibtila is not something that, you know, something bad, but it could be good and bad. So here, shay is a touch. And then Allah starts with al-joy, hunger. Al-khawf. Shay min al-khawf. Shay is how much is a shay? كم قدره هذا الشيء؟ شيء يكبر حتى يصل الخوف إلى منتهى ويقل أو يصغر حتى يكون بسيط. شيء when it comes with الخوف. خوف means fear. We shall test you with some fear. شيء can be extensive as big as it may, as something huge, يعني so extremely, extremely petrified. Indefinite. يعني petrified. Not just terrified, petrified. You will see with the Sahaba. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ They got so scared that they weren't even to speak. In the battle of? الأحزاب, الخندق. وأدبلغت القلوب والحناجر وتظنون بالله الظنون. They were so terrified at night, wind, scared. They can't even go out and urinate. That's how scared they were. They couldn't even speak. So they were scared, terrified. So this is the utmost of fear to the least of fear. Oh, it scared me. It scared me. Little dog, little cat, you scared me, little mouse scared me. That type of thing. Me. Well, joy and hunger. Akbar daraja, the extreme of it, the utmost of it, until you take a stone, a rock, like in Gaza, and you tie it around your belly, like the Prophet did. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That type of joy. That type of hunger. To the least of it. This is why it says bishay. Shay. Shay means to the extreme, from the extreme to the lowest. Jua as-sa'im, yani somebody who's fasting, he's hungry. Yani that type of thing. Naqsi min al-amwal wal-anfus wal-thamarat. Five ibtila Allah is mentioning here in the Quran. Five in this particular ayah. Number one is al-khawf. Khawf means fear. What is the opposite of khawf? What is the opposite of fear? Al-amn. Al-amn means security. He is the one who gives fear or causes fear. And it is Allah who causes al-amn and brings you amn. And then Allah saw al-jur, another ibtila, al-jur, hunger. What's the opposite of hunger? Fullness. Shaba'. Number three, naqsin min al-amwal. Poverty. What's the opposite of it? Al-ghina. Wellness. Wellness. Or wealthy. Wealthness or... Richness. Jazakallah khair. Wal-anfus. Life. The opposite of it? Katrat al-anfus. Allah provide you with children. There's some people who... they can't have children. They don't have children. So this is ibtila. The opposite of those are those who, mashallah, like this sister, she says, no, I don't want to have no kids. No kids, I'm still young, I'm working, my husband working, we're fine. So they tried to, you know, do whatever they could do not to have children. And then when she got ready after 6 years or 7 years, she said, okay, let's, we can have maybe one, inshallah. She got pregnant. Six kids. A huge. She's been trying and trying and for 6 years after she got pregnant, all those years, six, one after another. Ya Allah, qawm. Qawm Nuh. So this ibtila can be khayr and can be shar, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَشَرِّ فِتْنَةً. Al-khayr is ibtila, and al-shar is also ibtila. Shar means, you know, evil. So these two types of ibtila. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. How wonderful are the affairs of the mu'min. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّاءٌ. صبر إذا أصابته سراء شكر وكان خيرا له وإذا أصابته ضراء صبر وكان خيرا له ولا لا عجبا. How wonderful are the affairs of the mu'min. This is only for the mu'min. When he is hit by some good news, he shows gratefulness. So this is ibtila. And when he's struck with some bad news, with some calamity, he shows patience. وكله خير. At the end, it's all خير for the believer. This is the true patient. عسى تكره شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو شر والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون. You may like something but there's no خير in it, and you may dislike something but there is خير in it. By the way, let me pause here in Surah An-Nisa. You are married, most of you, right? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this particular in another ayah in Surah An-Nisa, وعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا وال خيرا كثيرا بس قبل منها. And you may dislike something and Allah will لا وين لأي قبل منها. And you may dislike something and Allah will put lots of خير in it. وإن كرهتموهن فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا. هذه هي الآية حبيبي عانين. I got it الحمد لله. فإن كرهتموهن ما قالوا فإن كرهتموهن فالنساء فإن كرهتموهم يعني أزواجكم. He didn't say to the women, if you dislike your husbands who sleep too much every time they come to the sheikh, they keep sleeping and they just eat with one belly, one pack, you know, because she wants the husband with six packs. Allah blessed her husband who has only one pack. Yet Allah doesn't say in the Quran if you dislike your husbands, but Allah says in the Quran if you dislike your wives, فَإِن كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ. Why? فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا. You sleep with your subhanAllah with your family at home, and then sometimes, you know, she smells things bad from you. Your beard is everywhere. Your hair is everywhere. Your nose is, I don't know. And you smell. And your hair, your back has too much hair. Your chest too much hair. Your ear hair. Your nose hair. Everything hair. Yet she looks at you and she says, Alhamdulillah. Yani, what can I say? She doesn't complain. But you, when you look at her, everything going on, and all the things are thinking, something is wrong here, huh? And I'm young and I still can, you know, Allah has given me my haqq, my right, eh? Why do we start thinking? Subhanallah, Allah says, فَإِن كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ. Have you ever seen two 80-year-old husband and wife? 8-year-old, 70-year-old. They look at each other. This is subhanAllah, I never thought of this. They look at each other. He's looking at his wife, she has only one tooth. Huh? When she smiles, only one tooth. She goes a bit, kulla, she's all crippled.
I didn't see this before.
You didn't see this before. There's some pictures like that. He looks at her, he smiles. حتى هو, he has only one, no tooth, no teeth. He smiles, she smiles back, and he looks at her, she is like the Miss Universe for him. You look at, she's like, ah! But for him, she's Miss Universe.
Not an exaggeration.
He looks at her as if she is, because, you know, the hubb is in the heart, you know. I've been recorded. It's in the heart, right? You know, maybe she's, for you, it looks ugly, but for me, she's Miss Universe. So he looks at her with the eye of the bee, not the eye of the fly. You want me to tell you what that means? The bee, where the bee goes, the bees, they go in beautiful things. They go in flowers, they go in gardens, this is where the bee goes, right? And what comes out from the bee?
Honey.
Flies, where do you see flies normally? So he's looking at his wife with the eye of the bee. Or maybe sometimes you look at her with the eye of the fly and she is looking at you with the eye of the bee. Maybe some wives now, they come and complain to me and I say, sister, I think you're looking at your husband with the eye of the fly. I want you to look at him with the eye of the bee. And then you will appreciate your husband. Was that you? No, it's not your family. No. Because you're laughing as if like it's not her. So look at life with the eye of the bee, you'll be happy. If you look at life with the eye of the fly, you will always complain. There's nothing, you don't like nothing, you can just complain about everything. But you look at the life of the, you'll be happy when you come out from the morning from home. Today I'm going to be a happy person. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you were to dislike them, maybe, wa'asa, if you dislike something, Allah will put lots of khair in it. That particular person that you're disliking after so many years, and listen, until maybe you watered that flower, she would have remained that beautiful one for you, but you did not water the flower, yaakhi. The flower grew and grew, but you did not water it, and then she, khala, she's dying. Water the flower, water the plant. If you want her to embellish and to blossom, you have to water her. وَعَسَنْ تَقْرَوْشَنْ وَهُوَيْجَعَ اللَّهُ فِي خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. So, here comes the ibtila. It could be ibtila. But that ibtila is khair for you. It's khair. There is something khair in it for you. الْأُمَّ قَدْ تُبْتَلَ بِالشَّرْ وَقَدْ تُبْتَلَ بِالْخَيْرِ الشَّرْ قِلَّةِ الطَّعَامِ نَقْص فِي الثَّمَرَاتِ. This ummah, there could be a form of ibtila in terms of hunger and famine and fear. Where? We can't find this type of... Where? Is that in Palestine, for instance? Isn't it? Or in Lebanon, or in Syria, or in Kashmir, maybe, yeah? Lack of food, lack of proper food, lack of security, safety. I'm not safe. Anytime, any place. So this is really a tough ibtila. وَلَكِنْ إِذَا حَبَّ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا إِبْتَلَاهُمْ. It's a sign of love from Allah Azza wa Jal. As the Prophet says, when Allah loves a person, He will try that person. Wallah. When Allah loves a person, He will put that person into some sort of test. So if you go into some sort of test, say Alhamdulillah. It could be a sign that Allah Azza wa Jal loves you. إِذَا حَبَّ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا إِبْتَلَاهُمْ إِبْتَلَاهُمْ. I always look at this. When Allah Azza wa Jalla loves a nation, He will put them under a test. يَا حَيَّ اللَّهُ أَهْلَ الْقُدْسِ أَهْلَ الْقُدْسِ أَهْلَ غَزَّ. This is a greatest ibtila. A greatest ibtila in Palestine, in Sham, in Lebanon, in Iraq, in Sudan. This is ibtila. So this is a sign that Allah Azza wa Jalla, inshaAllah ta'ala, love them. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, in the day of judgment, يود أهل العافية. اسمع الحديث. أهل العافية يوم القيامة حين يعطى أهل البلاء الثواب أن جلودهم قد كانت قرضت في الدنيا بالمقاريض. حديث إن جابر بن عبد الله, حديث حسن الألباني رحمة الله عليه, إن صحيح الترمذي. The hadith says that the people of those who were healthy. Is anybody here sick from or suffering from any sickness? May Allah, we can make dua for you as well. Anybody suffering from any particular type of sickness? Other than sleep apnea. Yani all of you are asleep. Other than that? طيب, alhamdulillah, say alhamdulillah. Those who were healthy in this dunya, unfortunate, would wish in the day of judgment, as the Prophet says here, that their skins had been cut with scissors. Skin had been cut with scissors when they see the reward given to those who endured afflictions. They will see them on the day of judgment. And when you see these people who suffered disease, a loss of whatever job or health or wealth or children, you know, they will see them and they will see how much Allah has given them. The same healthy people, they would wish that their skins have been cut with scissors, just so that they can get the same reward that those other people have gotten. So say Alhamdulillah. Don't swear, don't curse, don't say why me. Alhamdulillah. يَوَدُّ أَهْلَ الْعَافِيَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حِينَ يُعْطَى أَهْلُ الْبَلَاءَ الثَّوَابَ أَنَّ جُلُودَهُمْ كَانَتْ قُرِضَتْ أَيْ قُطِعَتْ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِالْمَقَارِيدِ. And this ibtila is a sunnah. is daruri. You know daruri. It's a sunnah kawniya, sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this universe. And the ibtila can be either يعني يكون ضعفه وشدته على قدر إيمانك. Very important. Please remember this. The ibtila, all of us will have to go to some sort of ibtila, and how strong or weak the ibtila will be or the test will be in accordance to how weak or strong your iman is. If your iman is strong, you will get a strong ibtila. If your iman is weak, you will get a weak ibtila. Allah is just. You cannot say, this is too much for, I cannot, there is no way I can endure this. You don't know. Allah knows. Allah will not, because He's adl, al-hakam adl, He's not going to put you under some sort of circumstance which you cannot bear. La yukallifu Allah nafsan. You will be able to, if you are going through it, whatever ibtila that you're going through, Allah knows that you're going to be able to be patient. So, stay firm. And don't say something that you may regret in the day of judgment. هذا الصحابة كانوا خائفون لما كانوا يجتمعون في دار الأرقم. كانوا خائفون. The Sahaba, weren't they scared when they used to meet in the house of Al-Arqam? You know when they used to meet in Mecca, in the house of Al-Arqam ibn Al-Arqam? You know the story, right? Al-Arqam, when they used to meet in this the young boy, Al-Arqam, and that's where they used to meet, because Quraysh, if they were to hear about them, they would kill them. So they used to meet there, you know, secretly. Weren't they scared? Yes, they were scared. شيء من الخوف. Rasulullah مع Abu Bakr. Wasn't Abu Bakr scared in the cave? في الغار لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Nabi said Allah is with us. He was scared too. Even the Prophet at some point got scared. Being scared is a feeling. Just like getting angry is a feeling. How to deal with that? حصار المسلمين in المدينة. In Medina, when they in the battle of الخندق, when they scared. إجاؤكم من فوقكم ومن أسفل منكم. إجاؤكم من فوقكم من أسفل منكم وإذ زاغت الأبصار وبلغت القلوب الحناجر وتظنون بالله الظنونا. الله عز وجل describes the feelings of the Sahaba. They came to you from above you and from underneath you. يعني قريش غطفان, all the Arabs, not just Quraysh, and the Jews from Medina. So they were all outnumbered and they were besieged, and the Muslims were in the middle. So they came from here, they came from there. We're dying. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says here in Surah Al-Ahzab, أسفل وإذ زاغت الأبصار وبلغت القلوب والحناجر. The قلوب, the قلب, قلب. Reach the heart, reach their throat. That's how scared they were. My heart, I can feel my heart. That's how terrified they were. حتى الكلام ما استطاعوا أن يتكلموا. They couldn't even speak. This is الخوف. ولم نبلونكم شيء من الخوف. وتظنون بالله الظنون. Some, they started thinking bad, but not الصحابة. The منافقون, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قالوا, the منافقون, قالوا ما وعد الله ورسوله إلا غرورا. This is all the منافقون and the other this. Allah and they only promised us, you know, and they, oh, what is the promise of Allah? They deceived us. Whereas the believers, they didn't say that. أهل الإيمان قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله. Despite all that, the believer, they said, this is what the promise of Allah has. Allah has promised us this. وعدهم إيش؟ وعدهم بالنصر. Allah promised them victory. But they were scared. بعد الخوف والظلم يأتي النصر. After fear comes victory. After ظلم that we see in you know, all over the world, comes the victory, inshallah. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ مَعْنَا النَّصْرِ أَنَّ مَعَ النَّصْرِ أَنَّ الصَّبْرَ أَوْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ, as the Prophet said, and rest assured that victory comes with patience. الْفَرَجْ مَعَ الْكَرْبِ وَأَنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. عُسْر, يُسْر. Hardship, after hardship comes ease. With hardship comes ease. لَوْلَا الْخَوْفِ, please, if you give me 5 more minutes. لَوْلَا الْخَوْفِ, الْخَوْفِ لا ما تلددنا بطعم الأمن. الناس عايشين ما أمن. لولا الجوع ما تلددنا بالأكل. لولا العطش ما تلددنا بالماء. عادي. If it was not for fear, you and I would not feel the sweetness of al-amn. Because you and I today, we don't feel really the sweetness of being safe. You know who feels that? Let's go back again to our brothers and sisters in Palestine. And they know, they understand the value of security and safety. They will look at us and say, oh, mashallah, you are in the masjid. You don't hear no bombs. You don't hear no airplanes. You don't hear no screaming. No, no. You don't hear nothing. You're fine. Yes. No, we don't hear nothing. Alhamdulillah. No, we're fine. Because we got so much used to it, we don't taste the sweetness of feeling safe. Ask those who are not safe to tell you about the true meaning of fear. If it was not for hunger, you wouldn't taste the sweetness of food. You're just going to eat. Oh, I'm eating. But when you're really hungry and then you eat. Oh, I eat anything. I'm so hungry. I eat anything. You just, oh, this food is so tasty, so good. Jazakallah khair, my wife. This is the best food. I made it for you so many times. Ah, today you were so hungry. Now you're tasting the sweetness of the food. If you were not so thirsty, you were not going to feel the sweetness of quenching your thirst. I'm dying. I need it on 11 o'clock p.m. is Maghrib time in some countries in Ramadan. 11 p.m. And then you're, khalas, I'm dying, man. You know, my tongue, I have water. Then they give you water. Yes, salam, water. You drink water. Have you ever said, alhamdulillah, when you drink water? You don't know, and then you throw the water, you know, everywhere. We don't feel, subhanAllah, the sweetness of what Allah Azza wa Jalla has been. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمْ يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, وَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ, Allah is addressing the Sahaba at the time. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ, you think you're going to enter, be admitted to Jannah without being tested like it was like people before you who were tested. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ, they've been inflicted with evil, بأساء والضَّرَّاءُ, a huge test. So much so that even they came to the Rasulullah, مَتَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, when is the Nasr of Allah, when is the victory coming, look what's happening, even my baby got killed, and he innocent, he didn't do anything, when is the Nasr of Allah, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ, the Nusra is qareeb, the victory is qareeb. Why? So it's, you know, going about patience. Next week, inshallah ta'ala, I will talk about the qawa'id al-nasr wa asbabuh. I want to talk about the principles of victory. Principles, this is really deep. The principles of victory, if you want victory, how can you get it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Before you go, ثلاث حقائق, أي نعم, في الدنيا. There are three realities, just before you go. Since we're still in the same ayah, I'm not gone, you know, still al-ju' al-khawf al-ju', I want you to be alhamdulillah, to say that the least you could come out from here just saying alhamdulillah that I'm safe, and alhamdulillah my kids, they go to school, they're safe, at least, yani, to a certain extent they're safe. My home, alhamdulillah, I'm safe. Do you guys have heater at home? Do you have heater? Are you sure you have heater? You're not freezing at home? Imagine your heater does not work. Minus 25 degrees in Toronto and your heater does not work, what are you going to do? Do you see those guys sometimes in the streets in the red lights? They come in with their, you know, those panhandlers, those people asking for money, you know, covered up with all. Minus 25, minus 30, and they're there. You are in your home, in your car, the heater is all the way on. And have you said alhamdulillah? No, you don't say alhamdulillah. Do you say alhamdulillah? Do you have AC at home? Oh, a lot of people don't have AC. A lot of people don't have AC. A lot of people died in Toronto many times. Have you heard of them? People, you know, the old people, they didn't, you know, Toronto downtown, they had no AC. They died because they got suffocated. SubhanAllah. You have AC. So when you go home, kiss your father's hand, man. And never start asking for it. Don't make it hard on your parents. You have AC. Because, AC. Pay your AC. Pay the heater. It's a must. It's not a must. In this dunya, there are three things. Go this, go home with this. Haqa'iq, the three realities. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you two haqiqah and try to come up with the third one. خلينا شوي. Shall I? بسرعة بسرعة. There are three realities. You cannot escape from them. حقيقة number one is الموت. الموت. الحقيقة الأولى الموت. طرت قعدت نزلت حتموت حتموت. وانا حموت وكلنا حنموت. موت. You go, you hide, you know. That's the reality that nobody can deny and hide from. We're all gonna die one time. That's haqiqah number one. Haqiqah number two. This dunya, there is really no raha in it. Peace. There's definitely some sort of iftila. Even if you are the king of whatever, you will go to some sort of test. It could be health, it could be a son, it could be a daughter, it could be a car, it could be anything. You will go to some sort of ibtila. This is a reality. That's number two. Number three?
Next week. Next week,
inshallah. Allah ta'awud. Next week. And next week, inshallah, we'll talk about these realities. جزاكم الله خير بارك الله فيكم اسال الله عز وجل يتقبل منا منكم سبحانك اللهم you have any I'll serve the tea right now right we can serve the tea and talk a little bit about what we you know just يعني non formal you can come here and then we can talk about it, inshallah تعالى خلاص خلصنا من هنا جزاكم الله خير سبحانك اللهم